about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is Podcast Hell.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Hell. The show's begun, and there's a couple big things happening right now on my podcast. Number one, right now, not wearing pants. When I don't have a guest on the podcast, I don't wear pants. And I set the camera so that you can't see below the table, but I am in boxer shorts. I feel comfy. I feel like I can tell you my truth. It's travel week for your guy, your man, your boy. I'm heading to North Carolina May 3rd and May 4th. I'm going to be at Idiot Box in Greensboro, headlining both nights. Come out if you're in the area, you know, if you work around there, you know. I don't know if you live around there. Whatever. You get what I mean. Just come around. It'll be fun. The camera looks like it's crooked. I'm going to cut here and then cut back. And we're back. The camera was definitely crooked. If you're watching the video of this, it looks like I just turned in frame. Like it's one of those horror movies where you just realize that somebody you've been rooting for is a murderer. Sorry about that. I'm back. Like I was saying, I'm getting on the road. You go to, you know, check out, get tickets at erichelwig.com. That's my website that I made for myself. But whenever I travel, it's like, it's hard to book guests, travel, do work, get house shit done. It's just a lot. Like these solo episodes end up happening when I'm packing up all my stuff. So I'll be on the road. That means you'll probably get a couple episodes coming up after this with people from the East Coast. Who could it be? Think of some of those big East Coast gets that this show gets a lot. Like my brother or my mom. Somebody like that. That'll be hanging out. I'll be hanging out with my family. I'm actually going to fly back to Maryland where the family is and hang with them. We got some birthdays coming up in the family. Little kid birthday, a brother birthday. I got to find something to do with my dad when I'm back home. Anything to not talk about the election. That'll be the main, that's the only goal, is if we don't talk politics, it went well. So maybe we'll go to a movie. It's hard to just, I'm sure he has to fight the urge to whisper stuff about Trump into my ear as we're in the theater, but it's got to be a movie he likes. I heard Civil War's pretty good. I heard it's not wokeified, which would be cool. I'll check that out. I'll check out, I don't know. I like Plemons. Jesse Plemons is pretty good. I liked skinny Plemons. I liked fat Plemons. I like in between Plemons. I'll take whatever Plemons you got. This new, like, I'm hot again, Ozempic Plemons, good for him. I mean, there will never be a fat celebrity again now that they can just stick something in their belly and look like they go to the gym. So that's over. Who are the big famous fat celebrities now? I mean, who do you got? You got, yeah, well, we had Oprah. She's gone. We lost her. Lizzo, if she doesn't retire 18 times before this podcast comes out. We got her. She's a fat. We've got John Goodman, although I think he might have lost some weight. I don't know. I don't watch the Conners because I feel like they stole it from Roseanne, and I don't feel that way they did. Well, what else they got? What else? I can't think of any other. Who are the other big fat people that make movies and TV shows? I don't know. Throw it in the comments. Throw in your favorite fat celeb. I mean, you could have said, like, singer, like, Adele lost weight. Good for her, you know? Ozempic's going to fuck it up, man. Like, who knows what is going to... Yes, you'll look good for 5 years, and then around like 2030, a bunch of celebrities are going to experience like the alien death with the thing pushing out of their, like, I feel like that's the end of Ozempic. That's it. We've been worried, like, is it AI? Is it World War III? No, it's sticking random chemicals in your stomach because you want to look skinny. That might be what it is. That could be the end. Also, Ozempic doesn't sound like a bad name for some sort of Godzilla-type monster. So, you know, I don't know. I'm for that being the thing that takes us out. Could be. Anyway, fat people. What the fuck was I talking about? Who cares? It's going to be a good week. Going to be traveling, going to be seeing the family, going to be, spending time with, I got a couple nieces and nephews. I got a little baby niece. That'll be cute. She's, you know, every month she gets older, it's like, do you know that you exist yet? That's always the question I have for these babies is like, I know they're making faces and the mom's like, well, it's just because they're farting. Like, you don't really know what's behind the face. But at what point do they go like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, when do they think that? When do they go like, oh, I don't want to, is it just play? Is that all I'm going to do? Isn't it weird when you think about human babies that like, they take so long to become adults? Like, no other mammal is like that. Like, are there other animals where it's like a bear cub is born and the mom has to wait 18 years until it gets its shit together, hopefully? This is weird. Like, 2 decades, human babies can't get their shit together, go get a job, you know, go hunt for salmon. They can't do shit. I mean, it takes you back. You think back to the days of like the Industrial Revolution where it was like, you know, you had these monopoly psychopaths building empires, you know, your Gettys, your John Gettys. And I know he was a little after the Industrial Revolution. Sue me. You get what I'm saying. Rich guys that own a lot of factories. And they'd be like, yeah, someone's 9 years old. They have tiny fingers. Throw them in there. That'll help us with production. And yeah, you get a couple 10-year-olds with like a missing fucking limb because, you know, shit happens. But at least those 9-year-olds were able to like produce something back into society, you know? It's like as we've made it so that people live longer and, you know, we've become, you know, weaker and weaker as people, like we've extended out the amount of time where like you can just be a fuck up. And I'm not saying we go back to like no child labor law. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's weird. Like a fucking, like deer, this is true. Deer give birth at night so that the kid, I think it's literally called a kid, right? A baby deer. So it can learn to walk in the night safe from predators. So that by the morning, it can run away if something tries to eat it. It learns to walk in like 8 hours. What the fuck are we doing? Why are we that far behind deer? Don't deer have a brain like the size of a walnut? We can't get our babies moving a little bit quicker? What is going on with human babies? I'd like that to be researched. I think there's like a, isn't there like a movement of like, they say that like a lot of the reason you can't remember your childhood, your very early childhood is because you have repressed shame from shitting your pants and that we should be potty training like 6-month-olds to like use the toilet. I think that's a thing. I'm pretty sure that's a movement online. It sounds like a movement that, like, Jenny McCarthy would be behind. Maybe she is. I don't know. By the way, Jenny McCarthy can think whatever fucked up shit she wants. She's the hot chick from Singled Out. I forgive her. Some people just get the forgiveness pass from me, you know? Tom DeLonge can spend as long as he wants researching aliens. He's in Blink-182. I forgive him. Like some people just have the pass. Alex Jones, no pass. I feel no connection to him. So when he denies Sandy Hook happened, I'm like, you know, F that guy. But, you know, other people, if you had enough of a positive impact in my childhood, I will let it slide, whatever you're doing now. That's kind of, I'm pretty ride or die. And I think that's a good way to be. To be like a ride or die person, right? Like, you can't be fully ride or die. Like, if someone in your family's like, you know, they're really, you know, going out of bounds with some, you know, some sex shit or something. Like, eventually you got to be like, hey, man, you're going to prison. Like, I'll come visit you. That'll be your ride or die. I will ride to the prison and I'll put my hand up to the glass like this. And then I'll get letters from you with that, like, little prison stamp thing that they get. Yeah, you can't always cover up for the people that you ride or die for. Sometimes you got to turn them in. You got to snitch. But only if they're really doing something bad. If it's something small, like if you knock somebody out at a bar. I don't know. I didn't see it. Speaking of getting knocked out, I just had to get dental work done. And I can still feel the, like, they gave me the anesthetic, like, in the mouth. And they just go into the gums. This guy was like, yeah, let me just insert this into the back of your throat. He's like, I feel like the needle was going, like, all the needle. Hear the way I said needle? The needle was going, like, all the way back. And so it's been 24 hours, and I can still feel, like, a little numb back here. I'm worried my life is ruined. Also, like, it's like I feel like my ears haven't popped, you know? Like, I don't know. I think he went too hard on the anesthetic. Also, you know what he went too hard on? The fucking bill. Good Lord, what is going on with dental insurance in this country? Why isn't dental insurance included in regular insurance? Like, why is dental and vision separate from your regular insurance? And why does all dental insurance suck so badly? It covers nothing. It covers nothing. It's like, it's a scam. It's like, they know that none of us are really flossing. I mean, look, I know, I think at this point, I'm 38 years old. I think every 38-year-old in this country brushes their teeth. I can't imagine there's too many people in relationships not hitting the teeth with the bristles twice a day. But if we're being real, how many of you guys, after you're brushing your teeth twice a day, give yourself like circulation loss in the tips of your fingers and go back and floss? How often you flossing? I'll go once a week and I use the little pick thing. I'll do that. But it's like, flossing fucking sucks. And apparently, every time you go to the dentist, they're like, that's all you have to floss. Like, you should floss 8 times a day. Otherwise, it's going to cost $800 to get all the plaque out of your teeth. Maybe this is a horrifying confession that I'm putting on in public right now, that I don't floss that often. I do. I use, like, the pick part, but I can't do the fucking floss. I have tight cheek muscles. It sucks. Anyway, I have like 88 cavities, so now I need to, I'm going to floss every day now. But I guess, I don't know. I guess I thought brushing your teeth was good. You do a little teeth brush, do a little mouthwash. How fucking long do I need to spend on the pearly whites every day? Now I got to add flossing? Ugh. Anyway, I needed to get the deep cleaning, which feels like it's not a real thing. It feels like a way to just take your money, but I don't know. I guess it's necessary. I'm going to have to, like, I have like other little things. Like, they fucked up a filling the last dentist I went to, 5 years ago. Also, go to the dentist more often than once every half a decade. But yeah, like, it's the other stuff I have to get done is so expensive. I'm debating just going to a dental school because they let you do that. They let students practice on you, you know, like a live cadaver. You can have like an 18-year-old with a shaking hand and a quivering voice being like, are you ready? And you're just like, no, I'm broke. Get in there. So I might go student dentist for the rest of the dental work. Now that my insurance has run out on one deep cleaning. I don't know. Throw it in the comments if you think it's disgusting that I floss once or twice a week. And does it count to do this? Because I got the little picks. I think I do that more often, but the dentist said that doesn't count. He says you have to wrap around your finger, that's better for the tooth. Well, what the fuck are the little plastic picks for if they don't work? Did you guys know that the plastic pick floss doesn't count as flossing? I didn't know that. Man, some of these things I feel like I should have learned earlier. And I wonder why, like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys had braces. I had braces. And flossing with braces, you can't, it's like impossible. When you had the ones that like went all the way across, you get it caught in there. It was like miserable. I don't know what they're doing. I might have to, maybe I'll get that, like, I'll get one of those things at night that you sleep with that are supposed to, like, keep you straight. Although I have read that they make your teeth fall out. So I would be upset if my teeth fell out. So that's my real struggle with that is, like, oh, I'd like to have straight teeth. Don't want to have my teeth fall out. Kind of stuck. It's like one of those things where they give you those, you know, you're looking at medicine, like in one of those commercials, and they're like, oh, when the side effect is a million times worse than the thing you're originally suffering, is it even worth fixing? I don't know. Also, just the feeling of people, as I'm talking, I'm like reliving like the needle going in for that stuff. The feeling of somebody in your, like when they're doing the dental work, the sensitivity sucks, but the sound is even worse. There's got to be a word for the feeling you get when there's a sound that is in your ear that makes you want to lose your mind. I don't know. I'm sure it's like one of the things people can be like, I suffer with eeroplasm or some shit. It's like a disease that is very important that we spread awareness of. But what I think I have, whatever that is, I think I have that. Because, like, it's the whole, like, nails on a chalkboard thing. I can't do it. If I was an X-Man, if I was, like, Rogue or Cyclops, every time I'd hear that stuff, I would, you know, I'd kill somebody with my powers by accident. It'd be really rough. I'd have a rough teenage childhood. Speaking of Cyclops, you guys like the Cyclops over there? Can you see him? Here he is right there. He's hanging out over there. Did I tell you about my deal for Cyclops? So we went to a vintage flea market, and, you know, it's all shit. It's just, people are just selling shit. But you're like, I'll take some of your shit. Like, something about that shit makes it seem like it should be in my house. And that was one of the pieces of shit that they were selling, that little X-Men Cyclops that I don't know if you can see that I'm pointing to. But yeah, it was advertised at $40. And I was like, I got it for 10. And I took that energy, because that was the first thing I bought at the flea market. I took that energy into every other deal I made. I was like, I know that the people at this fucker want to get rid of their shit. It's LA, it's the valley, it's hot. They don't want to pack their cars back up with the same shit they drove here. I'm getting discounts on every fucking thing. And I did. I got discounts on pretty much every single thing. And there was a couple people who would, like, not discount. In which case, I would just laugh in their face and walk away. Like, you want to know the secret? You want to know, well, there's many secrets. But one of the secrets is, you have to walk. You have to actually walk away. Walk away and leave. And then if the feeling strikes you in 5 minutes, you go back. And let's say that, like, you know, they originally posted it at $40. And you go, yeah. Could you do it for 20? And they're like, no. And you go, okay. Good luck. And then you walk away. And 5 minutes later, you amble back, but you don't go right back to their booth. You go to the booth across the way. You look at stuff. You make sure they see you, but you don't look at them. And then you walk by. you make eye contact with the guy as you're walking, and then you keep walking, and then you stop. You make sure that their eyes follow you. And then you look, you go into your wallet, and you pull out a 10. And you hold it out to the guy, and you go, if you can do Cyclops for 10, I'll take it right now. That's how that was done. That's how winning is done. Sales is fun. I like negotiating things. I think that's a, I think I would have been good at like the part where colonist nations divide things up and you have to like get a little bit more in the deal. Like I wish I had been at like the Treaty of Versailles. Like I think I would have crushed that. I would have been very good, you know, during the Louisiana Purchase. If Polk had me as his number two and I was down there, I mean, I would have gotten parts of Canada. He didn't, I would have. I mean, we wouldn't have had to buy Alaska in 1898. We would have had that shit first. I'm good at negotiating. That is my, it's a skill I have found later in life. Like usually, you know, usually it's like convincing my wife to go see a movie she doesn't want to. But like now I've got a sales job where like we get to the price part and I'm like, I can do my negotiating part. And I'm like, that's the part that I'm, it's nice. It's nice to realize, I'll say this, there's a double side to that coin. It's nice to realize at the age of 38 that there's a thing that I'm really good at. It's frustrating at 38 to realize that the thing I spent all my 20s and 30s getting good at, which is comedy, is like the thing I'm like fourth best at. You know what I mean? Like I put a lot of effort into a thing that I'm okay at. And the thing that I'm actually really good at that I could have made a ton of money at, I'm realizing halfway through my life. But what can you do? This is life. This is what it means to be a human being, okay? You take a risk, and you see if that risk pays off. You never know. This podcast, this could hit new and noteworthy, this solo episode, and then all of a sudden I'm staring down the barrel of 10, 20, 500 million users. Users, I meant to say listeners. But, you know, people want to use my podcast. That's fine. Whatever. Users is fine too. You do use podcasts. We use media to, you know, make us feel better about what we're doing in our lives and try to give us some escape, some laughter. What is art really? You know, anything can be art. I mean, look, I'm getting back into wrestling lately. I don't know if I should be ashamed or proud. But I was like, Rock is back? I'm back. I'm back in. And it's been like, so I haven't like sat down to watch Raw live or SmackDown live, but I will watch the YouTube clips. And I feel like that's back in. Because it used to be anything I watched was like from Attitude Era. Now it's like, I'm watching the new shit. I kind of know what people are up to. I know what the new rivalries are. It's fun. I don't know. It feels like it's like an old friend coming back to talk to me. It's like getting back with an ex-girlfriend. And the good news is like, you know, it was like an ex-girlfriend where we didn't have a horrible breakup. We kind of outgrew each other. I think that's actually very accurate. I don't know. Do you guys stay friends with your exes? I think there's a level to that that's cool. There's a level to that that I can be like, yeah, you know, it's life is short. Why hold the grudge? And then there's a part of me that's like, are you still trying to fuck your ex? What are you doing? Gone forever. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, there's a balance. There's a balance. It's like, I don't know. That always bothered me about Seinfeld. Like, Jerry and Elaine dated, but then became best friends after that. Is that weird? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I have to pack my bags. I can't hang out with you guys too long this week. Like I said, I'm getting on a plane. I've got Maryland. I've got Virginia. I've got North Carolina. And I'll be back in about 8 days. And then I've got more shows. And I've got a whole week of headlining coming up at the end of May in New York and Massachusetts, which is cool. So if you guys are, you know, in all seriousness, if you do know people in and around the Greensboro area, it's about an hour outside of Charlotte to give you an idea, you know, give you a picture of where your friends would need to be to tell them. But it's my first weekend really headlining a legit club for Friday, Saturday. Like, I've never done that. I am excited for it. As I'm saying this, I'm realizing I should have ordered new merch from my merch store, and I didn't. But that's okay. I'll just print out some cards or something. But tell your friends. And if you are in the area, 100% come out. Say what's up. Tell me you like the pod. That's always cool, too. When, you know, the 5 or 6 times that's happened, I'm like, holy fuck, someone's listening. So, yeah, come out and see me in North Carolina. And if you haven't been on my website, but you live in New York, upstate New York, or Massachusetts, check out my website too, because I have links posted for all the shows coming up in May, and I'd love to see you at one of those venues. Guys, thank you for watching. Tell a friend if you're liking the pod, and I'll see you next week, probably with people I'm related to. All right. Peace.